95.7 The Hog. Hey, it's the Morning Hog Happy Hour. Friday. That means Josh from SR Parrot is right over there. Morning Hog Brew Review Time.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Buddy.
What's up?
Welcome back, pal.
Thank you.
Happy holiday season to you.
Yeah, you as well.
And thematically, you were like, hey, you guys, we were doing a little text exchange, take it behind the scenes a little bit. And Josh was like, I got stocking stuffers. So we were like, oh, we didn't get Josh anything. He was talking about the booze.
Yeah. I didn't get you any presents.
Give
me a break.
I thought about next week. Next week. This morning, right before I jumped in the shower. Yeah.
Do it next week.
But I was like, whoa. It's too late now.
Hold up. Get that image out of your head while you're trying to enjoy some drinks now.
Now I need the drinks.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. This is a perfect setup. What are we getting into today?
So I have little stocking stuffers.
Okay.
Well, let's put it that way, right?
Right? Okay.
So these are items that are available in your local, usually in your convenience stores.
Okay.
So you always see the little nips of liquor behind the shelves, you know,
right,
in a liquor store, stuff like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, these are available in your convenience stores because they are not full liquor due to some weird Florida laws.
Okay. Mm.
So they're either malt-based or wine-based. But the ABV on them is like 16%.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
So, like I said, they're available anywhere that they sell beer and wine. Okay. But they're going to taste just like your regular liquors out there.
Perfect.
And we'll make some comparisons here in a minute. But
okay.
Let's start off with, I think, one of the most popular products out there right now is a cinnamon whiskey, right?
Okay. Everybody loves the cinnamon.
Yep. So the same company that makes that big one,
right,
it's called Sazerac,
right?
Okay. Makes this product.
Okay.
Oh. So they know what their, you know, the flavor profiles and stuff. So this one's called Flashpoint.
Flashpoint. Ooh.
I'm going to be a little light-handed on these ones.
I already like the name Flashpoint.
Mm.
It kind of says a fire is about to start. Look out.
It says it's a point at which someone or something bursts suddenly into action or being. Or flame, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Familiar taste.
Oh, I got minty fresh breath now.
What's the candy?
Oh.
Big Red?
Nope, that's a gum.
Red Hots?
There you go.
Red Hots. That's right.
It is. Close.
Yeah. Like a box of Red Hots right here, except a little higher ABV.
I know Steve's over here swallowing gum.
By the way, Red Hots have no ABV at all, but this does.
I wonder if you were to soak some of those in this thing.
It's not a bad idea.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let them dry out.
It would look holiday festive in there, too,
candy,
right?
Dish, yeah, at the party.
So, I mean, this is, like I said, 16%. I was expecting a little bit more of a burn, especially for something that's not spirit-based. This particular one is wine-based, but like I said, 16%.
It's crazy.
But super smooth.
Yeah, very smooth.
I think if you had these side-by-side, you'd have a hard time figuring out which is which. Maybe a little bit more of a burn from a spirit.
Yeah.
But very delicious, a nice substitute, and something, you know, liquor stores tend to close at weird times, you know, anywhere between 8 and 11, depending on where you're at. Usually they lock the door if they see me coming.
Sure,
But
here's that guy.
Yeah, but a convenience store is open
all
night, and most places, I think, stop selling at 3, but that's way before the liquor store.
This is a great way to sort of massage the Florida laws.
Bingo. Right?
Yeah.
Mm. Now, so my paperwork here says 16%, but I'm looking at the bottle, and it says 21%.
Oh, my God!
Yikers, bro.
I just chugged mine and threw a couple of
them. Nut.
So you're getting a little bit more bang for your buck on that one.
It's crunk day. Wow. Okay. Again, my body feels warmer, and that's really the important part. It's a holiday season. It's going to get a little chilly at some point in time. You're going to need the warmth. That'll warm you up.
Because I'm not a huge fan of cinnamon whiskeys in general.
Right.
Like, my whiskey, I kind of want it just being whiskey, you know?
Yeah.
But that is very enjoyable.
It is. Well, that's why it's a stocking stuffer, right? It's perfect size for a stocking.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. This one, I believe, is 100 milliliters or something like that.
You can fit like 4 of those in a stocking.
Yeah, 100 milliliters. So, you know, throw them in there.
You have a small stocking, huh?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's how I measure them. I measure all of my stockings are measured by milliliters.
Okay. Yeah, as they should.
And they have a lining in case anything spills. all right, what's next?
Well, let's stick with some of this flavored stuff here.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Another popular brand out there, I'm just going to go ahead and say it because it's bad, the same company, Sazerac, 99 bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Or 99 apples. Right. Or now they have 99... whatever fruit on the planet you like.
Yeah.
Yep, pretty sure at this point. So I have two different ones here. I have apple smash and banana smash. Which one do you want to start off with?
I mean, both of those sound good.
Let's do bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas?
Yeah, let's do it.
Steve leans on the bananas.
Yeah.
So again, my paperwork says 16%, and the bottle does too. So.
Oh, all right. The math is correct. Always said that.
Every once in a while.
60% of the time, Josh is right.
Every time.
All right.
Very sweet.
Oh, that is a...
So, I can smell that.
I got this already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Smells like that runt.
The banana runt.
Yes.
Banana runt. Tastes like runt. Just liquefied. And 16%.
Not, cool. It tastes like banana, but it's a little bit of a cleaner, not punchy right in the mouth.
Right. Yeah. So another one that is, it's wine-based. But the weird thing is, it doesn't have that spirit burn, which almost makes it more enjoyable.
It does.
It
makes it more dangerous.
It makes it easier.
You can just do it. Yeah. Your eyes aren't going to water up and fall out of your head. Wow.
I don't think I've had 99 bananas or 99 apples probably since I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. But this might, I might harken back to it and give it a shot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's part of the holidays experimentation, right? Well, no, but I mean, we're going to make it part of the
holidays.
You experiment with it. You try some different stuff. This is a good. This is a good gift.
Yeah.
You want to mix that with anything?
All right. So you smash the banana. Ooh. Well, let's see how the apple is, and then we'll mix it with the apple.
Yeah.
Maybe bananas and apples sit in baskets together. Why can't they be in a cup? You know, that's what I always say.
Have you noticed that anytime they make a banana an apple drink, it's always the green apple.
Well, yeah.
Why don't they make a red apple drink?
That's called cider.
By the way, Steve, I'm super proud of you for not saying that banana was really appealing.
It was right on my tongue, but it just didn't come out.
Yeah.
Always with bananas on your tongue.
All right.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to say this is a Macintosh apple flavor.
Okay. All right.
Specific apple.
Not a Fiji.
That's Granny.
I'm sorry. It might be Granny.
Yeah, man. Granny does not taste like this.
What's the regular red apple?
Red Delicious.
Those are terrible.
I agree. Those are the worst apples in the world.
They're grainy.
Whoa.
They're soft and smushy.
That was a morning hog apple bomb. Look at that.
Are we finally agreeing on a food thing?
We are.
Look at that. It is the end of the year.
Guys, the holiday. It's the holiday joy that is overwhelming you both. All right. Do we need a break? Well, how many more do we have?
You know what? I was only going to talk about two more, but I got something here I think that you might like.
Uh-oh.
So this is their like American whiskey, bourbon, if you will.
Okay.
I'm going to mix it with some Coke real quick.
Right, ooh, that's good. Oh, I like
Coca-Cola.
This. You
have me all excited for just one second.
Please, really.
I was like, what?
It's proper brew review.
So this one is called Hobble Creek.
Oof. Okay.
Like I said, with Florida's laws, it's pretty interesting that, you know, you can have something such a high ABV in places you're not supposed to.
Right.
Like this one, for example, is 21%.
Yeah.
If you have a local bar and this is kind of up your alley and your flavor, you could always ask them to pick something like this up.
Okay.
You know, it's a nice little change of pace occasionally, especially places that are only beer and wine. And
you have a stir stick?
Yep.
Isn't it obvious? Wow. I mean... This, wow.
Okay, again, it's missing a little bit of that burn.
Yeah, but you just mixed it up well.
But flavor-wise,
it's there. You might as well call Josh Steve Aoki, because he just mixed up a good one.
Is that the cake thrower guy?
He's a DJ guy.
Does he throw the cakes, though?
I don't know.
No,
there's a DJ that throws cake?
A different dude, yeah.
Really?
You're thinking of the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is great. I mean, it's got a good mix. Look at the effervescent bubbles from the soda that Josh poured in there. I appreciate it. It's very good.
Mm.
Made it myself.
Super delicious.
Have a few of these.
Thank you.
It'll fix your hobble. Boom.
Hobble there cream. You go. There.
Write it down. Put that down there. All right. Where do we go next?
You want to take a break?
Let's take a break. Let's reset this thing. Stick around. More Morning Hog Brew Review coming up on 95.7 The Hog.
Throwing to Google.